You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Boisson.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll find out how yoga can help prevent falls as we get older.
First, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel education reporter Aaron Richards spent a year looking at the issue of high rates of student turnover, what can cause it, and what impact it has on students, parents, teachers, and schools.
Today, we hear from a Milwaukee family that she got to know. They went through a transition between second and third grade. And even though it was planned and they had the time and resources to manage it, it wasn't always easy.
Aquila Battle and her twin eighth grade boys, Nathan and Nicholas, joined us from our Milwaukee studios earlier this month to talk about their transition from School for Early Development and Achievement to Milwaukee College Prep. So Aquila, Nathan and Nicholas had to change schools between second and third grade. Why was that?
Well, the School for Early Development and Achievement, which is the school that they were going to since K-4, only went up to a second grade. So great school, small school, but the facility that they were using at the Milwaukee Center for Independence didn't have room for them to add any more grades on. So we only got them up until a second grade.
So as a parent, was it hard to have to start over in understanding how that new school worked and kind of the culture there?
Yes, it was. It was hard in the beginning because we came from a small school with probably about maybe 10 or 15 children in their classroom. Mm. The building was small. It was just a small area. And then we walked into Milwaukee College Prep, 38th Street, and it was huge. Big classrooms, a lot more students in the classroom. And that was a little intimidating. I went into mother bear mode and felt very protective of my children going into this new school. So, but yeah, it was very different than where we had come from.
And it sounds like, I mean, you must have seen it coming that, you know, after second grade, Nathan and Nicholas were going to need to move. So it was something you were able to plan for, at least saw coming. And still, it was difficult. I'm guessing that for a parent who maybe has to make that change unexpectedly, it would be even harder.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine having to just relocate or find a new school for my children to go to at the last minute, not having things planned out. For me and my husband, we did a lot of research. We, you know, went on greatschools.com. We talked to friends and family members that were affiliated with certain schools around the city, and that really prepared us. I'm not sure it would have been even more overwhelming if I didn't have those resources.
So let's turn to Nathan and Nicholas, who are there with their mom. Nathan, why don't you start? What did it feel like to be the new kid at a school 5 years ago in a much bigger school?
It was very scary. I wasn't truly prepared. All I really had was Nick. The beginning few days, I didn't talk to anyone, and I was so scared. I did my work, and it was, like, silent. I wasn't truly paying attention because I was focused on who I was going to talk to and what groups I would be able to fit into during, like, lunch and recess and stuff.
And Nicholas, how was it with your studies? Was what you did up through second grade, were you ready for what they were doing in third grade?
Honestly, I felt very prepared for what we were learning in third grade at MCP. But there was some difficulty there because having known everything, you might be called like a nerd or something along those lines. And it was kind of harder to relate with your friends if you're a bit farther ahead with them.
So you might not want to raise your hand, even if you know, because you don't want to stick out as like the smarty pants in the class.
Yes, exactly.
So Nathan, you mentioned, you know, not knowing who you're going to play with or maybe eat lunch with. How did you go about making friends? Because I'm guessing a lot of those kids had already been in school together.
In third grade, most of the time what I'd do is, like, during recess and lunch, I'd see, like, kind of hear in on whatever they're talking about, see if I could relate to that, like, what shows or games that they would be talking about, or Another thing I did was I helped those who needed help in class just as a little extra.
Oh, so you kind of offered to help them with their assignments or something like that?
Yeah.
And what about you, Nicholas? How did you go about making friends?
So there are many nice people in the class, and like I would help them. In agreement with Nate, we did similar things to try to get friends, but when I didn't have friends, I knew I could always talk to Nate, and he would help me out too.
So having your brother there was a nice bonus.
Yeah, everybody talks to the twins.
So, Aquila, were there things that you and your husband did to try and help your boys adjust to this new school?
Yes. For me, I would drop off Nicholas and Nathan at school every morning, and my husband would do the pickup. The wonderful thing about the new school that we found, Milwaukee College Prep, 38th Street, was that they have this morning assembly where they recognize students who are doing well. They go through attendance goals and life's work goals, which is their name for homework, which was different for us. And they even do scholar showcases and things like that. So what I decided to do for at least the first couple of months at their new school, because again, it was a big school, I just felt it was overwhelming for me. I'm sure it's just as overwhelming for Nicholas and Nathan. So I just decided to kind of stick close. The parents were always allowed, or they wanted the parents to kind of stick around and enjoy this morning assembly time with the students, kind of to get your day going. And it was really energizing. So I always stayed, but I was just always in view of them where they can turn around and wave at me and see a familiar face in the audience, because they didn't know anyone there, yeah. And neither did I. So I was at the school quite often, and thankfully the teachers and the principal, they loved that. They loved having parents around and being involved. So in an effort to try to get them more acclimated and feel more comfortable with their new school, I gained great relationships with the principals and the teachers because I was just always there. So that was just my way of just saying, okay, you're not alone. We're all in this together at this new school. And I found soon after a couple of weeks or so, they weren't looking in the audience for me anymore because they found friends and people that they could talk to after a couple of weeks of going to the school.
That must have felt good for you.
It was amazing. It was really great. And the teachers were always, they always embraced them. They were just so kind and warm and welcoming. So that made me feel like, oh, they're in great hands, even if there's one morning that I just can't stay, you know.
We're talking with Mom Aquila Battle and her twin eighth grade boys, Nathan and Nicholas, about experiences moving from one school to another in early grade school and what that was like. And Nathan and Nicholas, I want to go back to you two. When there is a new kid who arrives in your class, what have you noticed about them trying to settle in and how easily it goes? Nicholas, why don't you start?
When we see a new kid come to the class, I always try to greet them and join in, but it may not seem like the entire class is so eager to talk to them, which makes it kind of hard as a new kid because nobody knows you there and nobody's quite eager to get to know you.
And Nathan, what do you think it would be like if a student had to join in the middle of the year and wasn't ready, if they were behind?
That would definitely be much harder because you're stacking academics and social against them, and it just makes them not want to be there even more. Like, we were lucky enough to be ready for the academics when we came, but if somebody weren't ready, then it would be even harder on them.
And Aquila, you mentioned that you and your husband did research, you know, checked out schools, asked other families, you know, what experiences they had had. You know, one of the things that Erin Richards has been looking at in her research for a year now is the issue of student turnover. And it sounds like from what she found, it's not easy to figure out for parents what kind of turnover schools have. Is that something that you ran into?
I believe that is absolutely true. I have to say that that information is not readily available. And when my husband and I were looking for a new school, we didn't really know what sites to go for, what was reputable. The only reason why we, you know, really got good information about that is because I had an aunt that put in over 10 years in with Milwaukee Public Schools. So no, I don't know too many people who have that type of resource. So that really kind of steered us in the right direction as far as figuring out statistics for certain schools, as far as the diversity, the academics, their grade, different clubs or extracurricular activities they may have to offer the students.
Aquila, what do you think schools could do to help parents in a transition like this?
Well, I know for us, academics was extremely important because that was, you know, they came from a school that really catered to their growth academically. But what was equally as important was having a connection between the students and the teachers and the students and the principal, having that kind of nurturing environment. I think that the grades could probably get you there, the type of grade that the school has, but that will keep you there. The nurturing environment will keep you there. So I think for new students, especially those who come in the middle of the year, and even those who come new at the beginning of the year, I think it's important to have some sort of maybe welcoming committee, and it should consist of parents and a few staff members that can track the students maybe for the first 2 weeks of school, just to make sure everything is going okay, that they have everything that they need, and that you're not losing them again to another school. And it may only maybe a week or two, but just so that they know that we're glad to have you at our school and we want to keep you here, and this is how we're going to do that. I think for me, that would make me feel just a part of something. And I, you know, that's what it's all about, is feeling a part of something, or feeling like someone wants you to be a part of it.
And Nathan, what do you think a teacher maybe, or maybe a principal could do to make a student who's coming into a school as the new kid feel more welcome and feel ready to learn?
I say the number one priority a teacher should have, or a principal should have, when a new student comes is to make sure that they feel like they're accepted there, like everyone there wants them there. Because if that's the case, then like the school could be like the scholar's second home and they'd feel amazing there. I know that's why we love MCP, because it's like a second home. And we always feel welcome. There's so many friends that we have there. And it's just always a fun time to go to school because of MCP.
And Nathan, you and your brother will be starting high school next year. What do you think you've learned about being a new kid once that will help you adjust in high school?
I know, for starters, in high school, I just have to be out there. I have to greet people. Because in freshman class, we're not the only people that are new. It's everybody's new. So just making people feel welcome will, one, make me seem like a friendly person, which I am. And I'll try to make those in the class feel welcome as well. Because that is a number one priority of a school to me, other than learning and education.
Well, Nathan and Nicholas, you are two pretty amazing young men. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
And Aquila, thank you so much for bringing them in, and thanks for sharing your thoughts, too.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Aquila Battle and her twin eighth-grade boys, Nathan and Nicholas, joined us from our Milwaukee studios earlier this month to talk about what it's like to transition from one school to another.
Coming up, yoga improves balance, and that can prevent falls as we get older. Stay with us here on Central Time.